Ooh, you like that? That's our new music bed. Welcome back, presenter training with on-air coaches Nels Mahoney and Tracy Lee. Coming up, show pre-prep. What's that all about? And how it can make your presentation even better. It's worked for on-air coach clients and for our guest, FM 104 Dublin's Andy Preston. We've written another book that all radio presenters will relate to. Mispronunciations of bands or artists' names ever happen to you? Your how-to mini masterclass, Reading Liners. Our winner of Radio Star, who is it? Competition or collaboration? Find out how teaming up could work for you. And the power of sound and how you can make it work for your radio show, podcast or any presentation. Let's do this.
So welcome to podcast number one of the On Air Coach podcast, presenter training podcast, but it's season two. So that could be episode nine as well, couldn't it? If you were splitting hairs, if you were listening on in one big bulky listen.
Yeah, but now we got a nice, beautiful blue logo.
Oh, it's blue. Blue makes all the difference.
So it can define between the first series and the second.
You colour-coded it to perfection, I must say. During the week of recording this, we were chatting online. You may have seen our video. It's on our coach YouTube page. We were interviewing a fellow called Andy Preston. Now, Andy Preston hosts the 10 to 3 show on FM 104 in Dublin.
You're good. Yeah, I know Andy a long time since we were on radio in the 90s together on a good few radio stations.
Yeah, Andy got a great reaction, naturally so, because he's a wealth of knowledge and a really nice bloke as well. Top class
23
bloke.
Years he is. Yes. On this particular radio station he's on, FM 104 in Dublin.
17 years on the same show.
17 on the show.
So we went through loads of things. We were asking, you know, how do you keep it fresh? All the things you want to find out about a guy with that kind of longevity. But what's interesting for us, we've been banging on about what we call pre-prep, pre-show prep, for quite a while. And Andy touched on that a little bit, which was really cool for us because it's nice when we start to hear people who we admire and respect who've gone beyond looking at what to say on the show is just the important thing, but how to get ready for the show. Do you want to explain what pre-prep is, I guess?
Yeah, pre-prep is the stuff that you do before you actually do your show.
Yeah, you can go into the studio, you know, with all your audio logged in the computer and all your prepped
all
on.
All your showbiz stuff.
Who doesn't love a bit of Kardashian in the afternoon? Yeah, but whatever your prep is, you know, your PD will always tell you, make sure you're prepped, even though they don't tell you what prep is. Right, but we get back onto pre-prep. As Tracy was saying, pre-prep is what you do before you go into the studio. Give you a real-world example of someone we've been coaching recently, and then Tracy, will you do the science bit?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Science-y
All right.
Bit.
This chap we were coaching.
You shouldn't need a jingle for that or something.
Well, you can make one just to edit it in. Okay. You're good at making jingles. You do all the production here. This chap we're coaching in North America, he's been at this particular station for a good while, 20, 25 years on air, knows what he's doing. He's a morning guy, right? But we were listening to his audio and everything was fine, wasn't it? He sounded good. He was fine. He was hitting all the posts. His callers were on cue. He was editing well. Everything was going, but there was just something.
Yeah, there was something missing.
You know what? He kind of sounded not even bored, almost lethargic, wasn't it? It was kind of going, whatever. I always get the impression he wasn't really enjoying himself. We were just chatting to him, as you do. And we stumbled upon him. We said, hey, what do you do before your gig? I mean, you start at 5:30 in the morning. What do you do? He goes, what do you mean, what do? I just walk into the studio and do the show. To which our eyes lit up. We're going, ha-ha, right, okay, now, we're on to something. So we got him to try a few different things. And you could try this yourself as well if you're feeling in any way that things aren't working for you. We asked him, all right, is there any music you like listening to? Is there any particular foods that you enjoy for breakfast? Do you have a morning routine? Do you walk? Do you drive? Do you get on a skateboard? And we got him to try different things during the week. And he stumbled upon a combination of music that he liked to listen to before a show. He started exercising before the show. There's a gym, like a workout gym in the building. That's all right.
How lucky are they?
I know. So he's on the treadmill, whatever it is he's doing. He has one cup of coffee, loads of water. And you were saying to him as well, take it a step further. Do you like any particular type of clothes, aftershave? What do you like? How do you feel good? And he did a week of this.
You just hit the nail on the head there, Nels.
What was that? What was that then, Tracy Lee?
Feeling good.
It's all about feeling good.
It is.
He, after a week, we got back with him at touch base a week later. And he sounded different. And he was saying, oh my God, I can't believe something as simple as just listening to music and getting myself in the zone would get me a different result and make me feel happy. He's actually kicking the door open of the studio now. Can't wait to get on air to do his stuff.
His enthusiasm is back and his passion for radio is back again.
Exactly. I would love you to try that. Even if you're kicking ass at the minute, even try it and see if you can up yourself a level. But we always look, when we do these things, we ask, why does this stuff
work?
See,
many of us get into this zone of just repeating the same thing, getting into the crutches and the cliches on the air.
Oh, look, you know when the benchmarks are. You know you've commercials at 23. You know you'd come out with a jingle. You know you've three songs.
And it just gets monotonous.
Yeah, just
routine.
Yeah.
To say it's like daily life.
And you
the way
do look
daily
at the
life
clock.
Sometimes can get.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't change.
But if you've done this,
things,
you look at the clock and you go, oh, 2 hours left. You shouldn't be thinking, oh, 2 hours left. You should be thinking, oh, crap, just 2 hours left. I want to get all this stuff out of me.
The way to do this is to change. Change a few things in your life. I mean, people who go on diets and stuff just to change things. It makes them feel better about themselves. Why? Because they need that change in their life to make them feel good. So think of your radio show the same way. You want to improve your quality of presenting on the air, presenting your show, then you have to feel good, good inside yourself. How do you make yourself feel good inside yourself? Well, everybody's different.
Yeah, it's up to you.
So it's customized. And the way we do this is we ask people, what makes you feel good? And we give them a few suggestions. Like, listen to some music, dress yourself. I mean, putting on some good clothes and a bit of makeup and doing your hair a different way can make all the difference.
If your idea of feeling good clothing-wise is a pair of old scruffy jeans, a raggedy t-shirt, and a baseball cap on
whatever
backwards.
Whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah, people will probably, you know, avoid you. But, you know, besides that, you know.
If you feel comfortable, if comfortable feeling makes you feel good, do that.
Yeah, whatever.
Put your cap on backwards.
I used to always say that to people in workshops. You know, I don't care how you go about your link. If you want to string up a hammock and wear a banana on your head to do your links, if they're sounding good, I don't care how you look in the studio.
It's about the emotional state.
Yeah.
So getting yourself in that emotional state can vastly improve your presentation on your radio show.
I've done these gigs. Have you done these gigs in the past where you walk into the building and you're almost not dreading, but you're not looking forward to opening that studio door because you know you got 4 or 5 hours ahead of you and the format's bored you now and you're just feeling, okay, let's just go with this. And that's when you start to make mistakes and that's when people notice.
And the crutches and the cliches.
Oh.
They all come back.
They sure do.
They flow back.
And you know it and you're letting yourself down as well as you just get disappointed. You kind of, why don't I like this anymore? And I always remember people saying to me, the day you don't want to do it anymore is the day you get the hell out of radio.
There's so many different other elements as well that can make you feel good, like eating good sometimes or eating something bad that makes you feel good.
As you said, Tracy.
Eating a bar of chocolate.
Everybody is different and there is no template for this.
No. We're not telling you to go out and start making green juices or
do what you like. If a can of Coke and a Mars bar
run a mile before work. We're saying what actually makes you feel good. Because when you make yourself feel good in anything in life, any job, any area of your life, what you do is you break that barrier that's stopping you from doing the things that you want to do. And that works on your radio show as well.
And it doesn't have to be hard work. You know the way you hear a lot of these consultants who will say, you know, this is going to, you'll need to do this and you'll need to do that. And you're thinking, oh man, that sounds like an awful lot of hard work. This isn't actually hard work. And the reason it isn't is because you're actually tapping into you. And you're just asking yourself, what do I like? Do I like wearing this? Do I like eating that? What do I like? And that's all you're doing. You're just asking yourself a few questions about what you like. That's the easiest question in the world. Everybody knows what they like. Allow yourself to do it then.
Yeah, the guy we actually coached, he came back to us. You can see it on our social media. We posted up what he said, but it's really, really changed his presentation of his show. He's testament to that.
Yeah.
And completely. And as Andy Preston said as well, when we were
Andy's a great example.
Totally. This thing works. This works. And we're doing this.
Let me give you a quick example of how this could work for you, right? Let's say you do the 10 to 2 p.m. show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You get into work at 9, for example, right? What do you do before 9 o'clock? Let's say you get up at 7 a.m. maybe go for a walk, maybe read the newspaper, have a nice cup of good coffee or tea, the one you really like. If you're going on a bus, a train or whatever, get public transport and bring a book with you, whatever you like. Listen to music, whatever you like. Have a snack, whatever one you like. Just do these little things that you're going to do anyway, but do them on purpose. We're always saying do things on purpose. Do this on purpose.
When you just said listen to music, just remind me, because later on in the podcast, we're going to be talking about the way music can have such an effect on your brain and the power of sound.
Yeah.
There's a hook and cheese.
Well, that's
for
your
you.
Thing. That's your expertise. Jeez, another one. How many bloody expertise? I only got one.
Sometimes Metallica works, doesn't it?
Sometimes. Always. Metallica always works. So listen, bottom line is pre-show prep. Don't discount it. Don't go, oh, that's all new agey and kind of granola chomping stuff. It's not. You're discounting yourself when you do that, and you're eliminating yourself from the picture. You can be better. You can make a 10 to 15% improvement tomorrow on your radio show if you start your pre-show prep. Just give it a go.
And this is something that we actually do. We're specialising in this now. We've researched this and it's working. It's working for our clients. So if you would like to get in touch with us, make a difference to your show, your presentation, onaircoach@gmail.com.
On Air Coach.
Dublin's FM 104's Andy Preston. We go back a long way in radio together, but just how long is Andy on the 10 to 3 show on FM 104?
On Air Coach.
If I'm still with FM 104 in December, I'll be there 23 years. I've been 17 years on the 10 to 3 show. Wow. How did I get here?
You have that personality, that likability factor about you.
I never liked it.
You see, yeah, it's all coming out now. Learn everything, that sponge there, that's in your brain, like from the time you were a kid, activate it again and just pick up everything. There's so many areas of radio these days, it's expanding all the time. Social media has brought new areas of radio as well that we're still all learning about at this particular point. And it's very exciting. I think radio, to be honest with you now, is much more exciting than it's ever been.
Do you find the way that you're in shape now and you're eating better and you're feeling better, do you feel your show now is in sync with the way you're feeling?
My energy levels have certainly increased. And, you know, a number of people said to me over the last few months, what's happened to you? You're talking a lot more now. You're talking about your family. You're talking about, you know, things you've observed on the street or, you know, wherever you've been. Certainly since I've lost the weight, I'm a lot more comfortable in my own skin. And that's benefited every area of my life, including my work. And I'm probably happier now than I've ever been at any point in my life. And that's reflected on air. So, I mean, I totally get that guy that you're talking about from Canada.
Yeah, I think it's a part of the industry that's neglected.
Absolutely.
People just don't talk about this. It's just about get in there, do your prep. Prep is the old standard. So get your prep done. Go in and do your prep. Read your liners and get out. But there's never that...
About how you feel.
Yeah.
Because how you feel inside, you can get your message that you have inside over better. You can deliver it better
and
you feel good.
Everybody does that differently, right?
Because you haven't got those barriers stopping you from, you know, getting what you want out there. You're confident and you're relaxed and you feel good. You want to, you know, deliver it better.
And I, the way I am, are testament to exactly everything that you said there, Tracy. And, you know, you refer to the guy that you've been working with in Canada as well, you know, cycling in the morning and drinking smoothies. The best thing I ever did was give up eating things like bread and drinking Coke and stuff like that. And I, you know, I would eat bread and drink Coke like before I went on air. And I didn't realize at the time how much energy it was draining for me. And now that, you know, I'm eating healthy, I'm exercising every day, it's just made such a difference to me. And I would advise anybody who was in the position that I was in to just embrace it. Start off simple. And take it from there and you'll feel so much better. And again, I'm testament to the fact that it just benefits every area of your life. My work is so much better now. I'm so much happier within myself. You know, we can learn from them as much as they can from us. If social media, you know, has brought it on leaps and bounds. I mean,
you thought I was the one that never stops. Look at
it. You're a 29-year-old. You kick our ass, so it's all right. You got it.
Air Coach.
So, what have we been up to during our summer in Malta? Sun, sea, sand, great food. Oh, and we wrote a book. Another one.
How to piss off a radio presenter.
It's the book that'll make you laugh out loud and say to yourself, yep, that's happened to me.
Our book is packed with real-life relatable situations that every radio presenter faces.
So if you've ever been on the radio, you'll get it.
So what would you rather? Coffee and a stale muffin or a good laugh at all things radio?
How to Piss Off a Radio Presenter, written by Nails Mahoney
and Tracy Lee.
Find it on the Presenter Coaching page on Facebook.
Just started your on-air shift. Looked through your playlist and... oh no, dodgy band, artist name. Oh, internet down. You don't have a clue what it is. Demonstrated by Liam Clark and Mark O'Sullivan. Listen to this from Touch FM.
I was listening to your show yesterday.
Was you? Thank you.
Yeah, sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
About 4:10, you played a really good song, one of my favourites from back in the day.
Yeah.
New sensation.
Big Gene.
Who's it by?
Don't do this.
Who's it by?
Because...
who's the band?
INXS. Oh, no, because we always play this Rio Speedwagon.
No. Oh, I brought my neck.
No, it's not my neck.
Oh, my neck. I brought
it's
my
not
neck.
My neck. It's M&EK. Bombalarina.
Do you know the song they did?
Chillites.
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 Chillites or Chillites. One of the two. You've got to pick.
I'm going to go Chillites.
Sure about that? Your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, both are wrong. It's the Chillites.
Oh, spell it with an S.
Ray Blut.
Leonard Skinner.
Luber Greyhog.
Oh, Mark, it's a brilliant guess. It's actually Swebberfefog.
It's what?
Swebberfefog.
Swebberfefog.
I've been practicing that all night.
Sounds a bit sweary, to be honest with you. Swebberfefog.
They're a very well-known folk band from Wales.
INXS.
Touch FM. FM. FM.
Two people doing the same thing. Collaborate. How will that benefit you?
We were talking to Andy Preston from Dublin's FM 104. And he was talking about advice that he's giving his son at the moment, who's also in 104.
Yeah, the advice was run for the hills, but I think he ignored that and he's actually staying in radio. Good on him.
He said, learn as much as you can. Be a sponge and just grab it all in.
And do you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of something we talk about a lot, and it's probably a good idea to bring it up in a podcast as well. Collaboration, right? If Andy's 17-year-old son is going down to sales to find out what that's about, sales are going to help him out, and that's two people collaborating, isn't it? It's sharing knowledge, sharing experience, so that one person benefits and both end up benefiting, because maybe the 17-year-old will have a new look at how you do your sales. Maybe that 17-year-old will go, have you ever tried doing this, that, or the other? To which the salesperson might go, wow.
For those who don't know us personally, the two of us were actually in competition at one stage.
Yeah, loosely speaking, yeah, all right, yeah, no, that's a very valid point.
I came to you for advice of how to coach, because I'd been doing it.
And I'm like, bloody hell, here's another one.
I've been doing it on my own.
Do you know what? There are coaches coming out of my ears these days. Everybody's a coach all of a sudden.
And I came to Nails, doing this coaching thing.
Yeah.
And... give me a few tips. You're doing it a bit longer than me.
All right.
Give me a few tips.
So, yeah, so we went through the conversations and blah, blah, blah. And here's the deal on that, right? I know what I'm good at and I know what I'm not good at. I'm very good at talking. I'm very good at shutting up. I'm good at writing. I'm good at getting points across. Well, yes, it is. In my head, I'm very good at it. I'm good in front of an audience. I know what I'm good at. I know what I'm not good at. I'm not a great producer. I can produce stuff, but I'm not a great producer. And there's other stuff as well that I just couldn't get my head around or didn't have patience for. So you think to yourself, all right, I need someone who can produce audio and produce video and whatever, because mine isn't up to standard. And it wasn't. You saw my stuff earlier. It was all right. It was okay. But, you know, it's not going to win an award. Speaking of which, I need an award-winning producer who can do this stuff for me. And I've just come off the phone with Tracy Lee, who's an award-winning producer. Follow my thinking on this now, this because you might have this type of thinking pattern as well. Instead of, as you said, us competing, why not collaborate? So I got in touch with Tracy, I'm talking about you in the third person here, I said, hey, do you know what? Do you ever think of maybe putting the two of our talents together and working on this thing, blah, 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 blah. Long story short, a year and a half down the road, you're doing all our production and video stuff, I'm doing all our writing, not all of it, but you know, the majority of. And it's working.
Yeah.
Because of collaboration.
See, that's the thing. I have all these ideas. I've always had all these ideas in my head of how to do this and how to do that. But I couldn't sell it properly. And that's where you're award-winning marketing skills come well, in as hello. Well, Niels Mahoney.
I do have a suit and tie, you know. I do possess one. Yeah, but you're right. And if we sounded like we're talking about ourselves a lot, the reason is, well, I want you
to think about the tools that you already have.
Correct.
And even if you're thinking of collaborating with another business, another person who's doing something similar to you, number one, will it benefit both of you? Okay. Also, it's really good to cross-promote each other. So if you are two different brands and you're cross-promoting each other, you're getting two-way advertising there.
Yeah. And another really easy part and a day-to-day thing, if you're in a radio station, collaborate with the other presenters. You might go, well, how do I do that? That's how that benefit me. Well, everybody has got ideas and you're in a creative environment there with presenters. And a presenter might have an idea. The midday guy might have a great idea that he or she can't use. But the morning show might be able to use it, or the nighttime person might be able to use it. So collaborate with the other presenters and share ideas. And instead of competing all the time, competing won't help you in the long term. It'll get you through today and you'll feel good because, oh, I got the better bid, or I did this or the other. But long term, collaboration is the only way to go. As I was just joking around there and saying, oh, here's another bloody coach trying to, you know, come on the scene. I turn around and all of a sudden there's a new talent coach. And you know what? They last about 2 or 3 months and then they're gone because they realize how much hard work this is. We're 24/7, right? We are literally...
We seriously are.
We're literally on call.
There's another skill that 24/7. We have as well. Another part of what we do, because we do a lot of stuff in the background. Like I produce a lot of audio for other people as well, for other podcasts, and we do voiceovers ourselves.
Yeah, and I write imaging for stations and whatnot.
That's right, and that's the stuff we do in the background. We don't really talk about that much because we concentrate, we focus more.
Do a lot of work for charity, don't like to talk about it.
On the coaching, on the presentation coaching. But the voiceover skills that we have come in so handy
because
we can do our videos,
because we do voiceovers together as well. So all that grows, right, when you start collaborating. If you're going to collaborate with someone, make sure that there's someone you trust, someone that you that will have your back, and someone who won't, you know, like do a nasty on you, because that's very important. You know, you have to have that trust. If you don't have the trust,
that's it. That's what I mean. When you are getting into this and you're collaborating with someone else, look at that person. Will you benefit from them? Will their business help your business?
Or their ideas. Will their ideas help yours? Robin Banks said this to me years ago. He said, if you're looking for somebody to hire, like a coach or whatever, make sure they've done what you want to do. Because if they haven't, then what's the point? It's like these guys that give you financial advice and they turn up in a beat-up old Skoda, you know, wearing raggy jeans. Maybe you're not the guy who's going to give me financial advice. So if you're going to collaborate with someone, make sure that they have what you want or have done what you want to do so that you know you're in good hands. Very important. But I'm a big believer in collaboration. I hate competing with other people. Put it this way, I'll wrap this up very quickly for you. If there's another coach like you were at the time, I'd rather work with you than have to fight you. I don't want to fight people. I want to work with people. We're creatives.
Now, what I was doing before, you were doing before it, the teamwork now is bringing out so much more that we couldn't have done solo.
Correct. Absolutely correct. I mean, like I said, I was doing quite well. I was doing ticking along, not a bother, but it ramped up a level when we collaborated. And whatever you need to collaborate with and for and why, that's for you to figure out. But it's well worth thinking about.
It's fun as well, collaborating
with
someone.
True.
Because
that's true.
The different skills that you have, you can make more. You can create more stuff that you couldn't have done before.
That's a good sounding board as well. This bloody thing's wrecking my head. And you can have an argument with the computer and the other person understands. It's better than working on your own in an office doing nothing.
It's fun.
Anyway, that was fun because we went from Andy Preston's 17-year-old son to talking about collaborating with future
potential
clients.
Yeah, actually, good
clients.
Luck well to Aaron as well, Andy Preston's son in F104, whatever his future career. If he sticks in radio, best of luck with it.
You're just saying that because he might be PD in 5 years and you want to be in his good books.
You always have to think that way.
Collaborating.
Always. So earlier this year, we decided to run a competition.
Yep, it was called Radio Star. The whole idea behind it was to find somebody who had never been on the radio before, but had that certain something. You know, in life, you always think to yourself, I wonder would I be any good at such and such a thing? Well, there are people in this world who think to themselves, I wonder would I be any good on the radio? And we tried to find that person. weren't sure whether we'd find anybody, to be quite honest,
great
were we?
Great response, and thank you so much to everybody who took part in it. We learned a lot from what you sent us, and we've replied back to a few people as well to tell them, you know, if you are serious about radio, then we gave them a few tips and advice.
There was one piece of audio came in, I think it was in the... It was around the end of the first week, start of the second week. And yeah. we listened to it and we went, okay, there's the one for the moment. That's the one to beat. A month went by, that's still the one to beat. 2 months went by, okay, he's still the one to beat. The end of the competition.
We sent all the audio off to the judges and they came back with the piece of winning audio that they had picked between those three judges. And they came back with the winning audio. We said, okay, let's hear their winner.
Mm-hmm.
And we went,
oh, that's him.
It's our guy.
It was the guy that we earmarked. And it just goes to show you, real talent and real ability.
It really stands out.
It stands out immediately. You know, when you hear someone on the radio and you go, oh, wow, they've got something. This guy had something.
Straight away, the first word that he said, you could hear he had something.
So his name is?
Andy Thompson.
And he lives in?
The UK.
He lives in the UK and he's never done a radio show before. He will be. He'll be on Pattaya's Fabulous 103 in Thailand. Voice track gig, obviously, because we're not going to move him to Thailand for a week. But he also gets his 12 months subscription with Voice Tracker Hub, which is a really cool deal.
Yeah, thanks very much to Paul Hayes and the guys there. Yeah. And to Tom Robson as well.
In Fabulous 103 in Pattaya. Yeah, we'll keep you up to date so you can monitor his progress and then have a listen to him when he's on the air and see how he sounds. He's going to be amazing. Can we have a little listen to his audio
as well?
We can. All right.
Here's our radio star, Andy Thompson.
Mobile phones, cereal boxes. Wow, okay. Radio star, very, very interesting. Never, ever been on the radio. Always wanted to do it. Never got the balls to send a demo. Maybe I should have done a long time ago. It all started for me pretty much when I was a young kid. I was given like two old turntables and a box of really dodgy, crappy records, to be fair. And it kind of spurred me into being a club DJ, a mobile DJ, a private function DJ, and that's pretty much what I've done most of my life. I'm ready for something new. And radio has always been a real passion of mine. I listen to a lot of radio, love radio, love the medium, love the fact that you can just send a signal out into the ether and somebody else picks it up and has a listen. Love that. Would love to get right up there. And that is the parapet. I've never stuck my head over that thing until now.
He's good, isn't he? Picture this. Radio competition, nice prize, and you've been given the promo to read out on air. Easy? Or is it?
Hey, Nails and Tracy here from On Air Coach.
With your how-to masterclass.
In this series, we play a presenter and a coach in different scenarios. This time, you're going to be the presenter, Tracy.
And you're going to be the coach, Nails.
On Air Coach.
We're talking about how to read liners.
You got your link?
Yep, hit the outro. Fleetwood Mac on XYZFM on this lovely Wednesday afternoon. Almost clocking off time. Hey, how would you like to win a brand new car? Starting Monday morning at 8:10 on the Bill and Bob Morning Show, we're going to give you a chance to win a brand new car. Bill and Bob will play our cartoon of the day at 8:10. Then the next time you hear that song before 5 p.m. that day, you need to text us on 1234567. The 99th text will then go into a draw, which will be made on the 28th of the month. Five names will then be drawn on that morning, and those five people will come into our studios here on the 30th, where they will play to win the brand new car. So be listening Monday morning at 8:10 and all day after that for your chance to win a brand new car from your number one station for hits and memories, XYZFM.
Did you literally just read all of that straight through? You did, didn't you? See, that's the problem. Right? You need to talk to me. I'm the listener. Get inside my head and ask me questions. Why would I like a new car? And drop all the details. You've read everything there. All you need to do is give me what I need to know right now. Have a think about that. Like, you were bored halfway through that, weren't you? I could tell you were bored.
I was just doing what, you know, the salespeople gave me. That's the script. And that's just to, you know.
Yeah, but it was boring, wasn't it? It was kind of too much information. Just tell me what I need to know right now, okay?
Okay, hit the outro. Fleetwood Mac on XYZFM as we head towards clocking off time. Hey, wouldn't it be nice to sit in traffic in a new car? You could be as we start our new giveaway on Monday. It's called Cartoon. Each day, Bill and Bob will play a song for you at 8:10. We guarantee to play that song again before 5 o'clock. When we do, you need to text us at 1234567 and be text number 99 to qualify to be in that draw at the end of the month, when you will compete with four other XYZFM listeners for the big prize. A brand new car starts Monday only here, XYZFM.
Yeah, you were still getting bored in there because halfway through you're going, where are you? Because you lost your way in the script. You thought, I better put a bit of life into this. This is boring. There's still too much. There's too many facts. What's the prize?
Car.
All right, when's the competition start?
Monday.
What time does it start at?
8:10.
Right, that's literally all we need to know right now at this moment. It's Wednesday afternoon, whatever it is. This doesn't start till Monday. So you don't need numbers or facts or extra explaining. You'll win a car. You'll find out more Monday at 8:10. Breakfast show then does all the work explaining it. That's their job, right? Not your job. Your job is just to point them to Monday morning at 8:10 so that they're bloody listening then. So give me some emotion as well, all right?
Hit the outro. XYZFM, I'm Tracy. Can you imagine how it would feel for you to get inside a brand new top of the range fully loaded car for free? You in a new set of wheels. Picture that. Bill and Bob will tell you how this Monday morning at 8:10. Here's David Bowie on XYZFM.
Boom!
On Air Coach.
What's that sound? How about this? Nothing? It's the sound of silence. No, it's the sound of silence to you, but there's millions of waves booming around. It's just the frequency is too high for you to hear. So how can the power of sound make your show even better?
So, as you probably know, part of what we do, oh, if you don't know, I'm going to tell you, part of what we do is coaching presenters one-on-one. We were chatting with a chap a couple of days ago, and great guy. Good presenter. But the thing that we needed to work on was not delivery, pace and tone, but more so the tone. I'll tell you why we're going to talk about that now in just 1 second. By tone, I mean, instead of going up and down and round about and up a do do do, he was very monotone. It was very like, oh, I hope you're having a good day today. A good song, this indeed, from that kind of thing, right? And what that does, what it was doing to me, and I had to be honest with him, I said, man, I'm nearly crashing out here. You're putting me in a trance. I don't even hear anything. It's like this monotone.
Should be good for one of those hypnotizing CDs.
Oh, he nearly had me on the floor. Really? It's practically fast
CDs?
Asleep.
CDs? What do I say, CD?
No. Yeah, because you're ancient. That's why. Yeah, ancient woman.
Throw away them CDs.
So the whole tone thing came up then in a bigger conversation. If you've ever spoken to us, you know we don't just leave it hanging. We don't just go, hey, change your tone and here's three handy dandy ways to do it. We tell you why it's important, because once you understand why something is important and why it works.
I like the way you say that. Go and say
why
it
not? It's almost Christopher Walken. Why? What do you know? Why? So once you know why, then that was the worst Walken impression
give us
ever.
Some water there, please.
Once you know why something works, then you can understand it better and it's easier to implement it for yourself. Okay. Now, tone basically is a form of sound. And the lady sitting beside me here has written a whole thesis on sound and done a few presentations on it, on why sound is so powerful. And I'd like you to have a listen to why sound is so powerful. And why just saying, here's Bruno Mars, it's not necessarily the worst thing in the world you can do, because if you're going into an ad break and you say, and on the way next, Bruno Mars, you think that might be a throwaway link. You're actually affecting your listener physically and emotionally. You're impacting them. They might get pissed off with you. They might get happy with you. But something as throwaway as that. Now, can you imagine taking that simple link and making it into something special?
I don't think people actually realize the power of sound and how much of an impact it can make.
Okay, well, what is sound then? Tell what is sound? What is it? What's it all about?
Sound is actually creation.
Okay, so that's easy.
There
good night, everybody.
Go.
Hey, it's been fun. We'll talk to you next time.
Sound is waves, vibrations.
Sound waves, yeah.
Frequencies.
Okay.
Sound waves.
Yeah.
There's a whole science behind it, and there's a lot of technical words, which we won't get into in this podcast.
Right.
But basically, yeah, there's a whole load of these waves coming out of your voice box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just picture that those waves have emotions embedded inside them as well. So what you're doing is when you open your mouth to speak, those waves and vibrations coming out of your mouth with all those codes of emotions embedded inside those waves, you're transmitting those to your listener, to the receiver. They are receiving those waves and vibrations as sound waves, and they are actually receiving your emotion as well.
So they're picking up on your emotion.
Think about that.
So you're when I say, hey, on the way, Bruno Mars, can you pick up on the fact whether I'm actually taking the piss or whether or not I don't like it or whether or not... Because you know the way that old expression, why do you listen to that person? I don't. They're a bit fake. How can you tell if somebody on the radio is fake? Is that the reason why? Because you...
Absolutely.
Because your brain...
is hardwired.
Thank you. To spot that.
And you can spot a fake straight away.
As George Burns said, sincerity is the one thing you need in show business. And if you can fake sincerity, you've got it made. It's very true. It's a fake the sincerity. But he was joking around, obviously. But
so
you need to be able
you
to...
You think when you're doing your radio show that it's just about the words. It's what I say. And the people are hearing that. No.
Plug the car. Plug the competition. Plug the song.
What they're hearing is the thinking behind those words. And that's what you deal with a lot in Nails. The thinking behind the words.
So... when you say something, there's another level to it that you're not aware of. Is that it? There's the whole...
Exactly. It's not about the words.
The words
at
really
all.
Don't matter. No.
The words. I mean, we do this.
I know where you're going.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not doing. Are we going to do that?
Are we going to do the?
Are we?
Yeah. Okay. We'll show you something we do when we're coaching.
Just bear with us on this one for a second, right? Okay. We're going to start.
I can't believe we're doing.
No, I didn't think we were going to do this.
Okay. It's just like these podcasts just lead into the strangest places at times.
I don't even know how we're going to do it. Okay.
I don't know.
So all right.
Come on, let's go.
Okay. Give us a heartbeat and then let us go. Go. Three, two, one. The words there weren't any. It was just blah, 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 all right, just a load of gobbledygook,
gibberish,
total gibberish. But did you get a sense of the emotion? Did you get a sense of what we were trying to convey? Of course you did, through our tone, our pace, our delivery, and as you say, each piece of sound that emanated from our vocal box out of our mouth and into your ear carried an emotion with it. So you were able to pick it up. Now let's try something. Let's try with words. Hey, what the hell are you doing?
What
are you looking at me like that for? You were looking at me like
no,
that.
I'm sick
of the way you keep doing that all the time. Just stop it, will you?
I think you're just paranoid.
Oh, you're driving me crazy, you are. So that's it with words, right? But you didn't need the words in order to get the emotion the first time around.
Mm. There's this mathematician, philosopher from the 17th century.
Oh, I know.
Called, well, go on.
Ah, the guy.
The guy.
The 17th century guy.
Come on, what was his name?
Yeah, I think. I don't want to show off.
Leibniz.
That's the guy. Good old Lee.
he described music as the unconscious mathematics of the soul.
Okay, the unconscious.
That's what music.
The unconscious mathematics of the soul.
Of the soul. Okay, so that's what the effect music can actually have on your brain as well.
Okay.
So when you think of it, you're presenting your voice. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're presenting music. Now, if you're doing a chat show, it's definitely just presenting the whole of the voice. But if you're doing a music and a voice presentation show, you're doing the whole lot. And the music, as well as the voice, has such an impact on your listener, creating different emotions.
Why does music have such an impact then?
Music has such an impact because the different types of music that you actually listen to have not just an emotional effect on the chemicals in your body, but it also has a physical effect, like the oxytocin as well. Music has such an impact on the human body.
Do you know what this does? This reminds me of what we were talking about at the start of the podcast. Remember we were saying about pre-show, pre-prep and all that? And listen to a certain type of music to get you in
the
you in the mood. That's what this is doing,
isn't
it?
That's what I was hooking and teasing at the start. Do you remember?
Sorry, you're way ahead of me. You should give me a play sheet for this because I don't know where you're going with it half the time. I'm just freestyling.
That's all
here.
The fun of it, isn't it?
I'm just freestyling my ass off here. Okay, full disclosure. We've been watching this TV show called Fringe, binge watching it, right? Really good show. If you don't know it, you should go watch it. But there was this scene in it and they spoke about music, wasn't it? And the effect
that's
it has
right.
on your brain.
If you know Fringe, Walter, played by John Noble, absolutely amazing actor. But he did this scene where he talks about the effects of music on the human brain and the harmonics and the whole auditory system and how the impact that different types of music can have on your brain.
For example, he played one track and it was classical
he
music.
He played
it was
classical
Figaro.
Music first of all. What it does is it calms you right down.
Showed a waveform.
And it just flatlined completely.
His brain flatlined. He wasn't dead, but what happened was it quietened the brain down, which is why when you hear the type of music, this again goes back to your pre-show prep, when you hear the type of music that you love, it calms your brain down. It gives the brain more space to think and to, especially first thing in the morning, to waken up, basically.
And then he played some music and then went all over the place. The waves are up, jumping up and down
some
everywhere.
Bad 80s rock or something it was awful.
We've known for some time that different sounds affect the brain in different ways.
Non più andrei farfallone amoroso. Look at my brain waves on the monitor.
They're smoothing out.
Harmonic music reduces neural activity.
Which is why we think more clearly when we listen to it, as opposed to this.
Look at my neurons. Look at my neurons.
Sorry.
But there's the thing, going back to the pre-prep again, listening to the types of music and listening to the types of music that what type of show you're doing as well, prepping you from the type of show. Because if you're doing a mellow kind of like love song kind of show, you got to listen to kind of stuff that's going to get you in that zone. If you're doing a rock show, you listen to rock music.
Ideally.
Something that's going to rev you up or get you in that zone for the type of show you were going to do.
Maybe the rock music would exhaust you so that you're totally mellowed out. Who knows, right? But again, there's no template for each individual because everybody's different. So it's whatever music gets you in the mood for whatever your purpose is. If you want to know more about sound, ask Tracy to send you her video on sound.
Yeah, writing a book at the moment. So that there's a whole load of stuff going into this and how the power of sound can help your presentation on your radio show, your podcast, even making a YouTube video.
Who knew, right? Radio presentation. You get into radio just because I like music and I like talking. Who knew that it would come down to brain waves? It would come down to acoustics.
Cymatics.
It would come down to diet. It would come down to drinking smoothies. It would come down to all of this stuff. It would come down to even the clothes you wear can affect your performance. Who knew that? I didn't know that when I was 15 starting off.
There's so much involved. But it's not just about the presentation of your radio
show,
about the content and... There's a whole load of stuff in making your radio presentation, your podcasting, any type of presentation better, improving all the time.
So here's your homework for the week. Ready? Have you got a pen and paper?
Ta-da-da.
Homework for the week, podcast listener.
Actually, I've done a drum roll.
Well, we can
rhythm.
You can just edit this in again.
You see, we do that another time.
Just edit it in again.
Okay.
Here's your homework for the week, podcast listener, is to come up with some pre-show prep. That will work for you. Try 5 different things. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
actually,
Thursday, Friday.
We would love to hear your pre-prep. Okay, what do you do before you do your radio show? And send it to us. Please send it to us because we'd love to hear from you on aircoach@gmail.com.
And I guarantee you, whatever you do, no one else is doing. Guarantee that because literally everybody has a different way of doing everything. Or do you even have a pre-show? Maybe you don't even have one. You're going, what the hell is that? Oh, I must try that. If you've never tried it before, man, try it. It's going to blow your mind.
I know somebody who used to just get up 5 minutes before their radio show and just be straight on the air.
Who's that?
I can't say because I embarrassed them.
Now they get up 10 minutes earlier and everything's great. Okay.
Those extra 5 minutes make all the difference.
So that's it. Presenter Training Podcast Series 2, Episode 1. Join us next time.
Air Coach.